We live in grace times, brothers and sisters. We live in graced times. Now is the acceptable time. The rest of the world is doing their thing that they're always going to be doing. And you and I live amongst that world, but you and I are doing something different. You and I have 40 days to allow the Lord to find us and for us to respond to that being found. Our lives are very much like ancient cities. Ancient cities were relatively small compared to the urban spread out that we have or the cities that we have now. Everything was confined by walls. You go over into Europe, especially in the Middle East, all cities have walls. Some of them are now taken down because of airplanes. But you would fortify your city. And amongst the fortified, you would have the keep. The keep that ideally no enemy would be able to take over. So you have your outer walls, and then you would have your inner walls, and then you would have the keep, which is where the royalty was. The goods were. And the reason why cities were so small is because archers could only shoot so far. So in defending their keep, they could only defend a certain amount of area. So there are ruins that are full cities that are no bigger than the Newman Center. Tight and compact is what the Psalms would say, tight and compact. Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, is probably not bigger than campus. Then airplanes came and no longer did walls matter, so some walls were taken down in the cities that could afford to do so. But the old city in Jerusalem is still, you can't bring a car through there very easily. Why are we like an old city? Because you and I can only keep what we fiercely defend. This world is moving so fast and influences us so quickly, that if I do not fiercely defend something, it is gone. I don't know about you, but there's always something that I'm trying to get done in a day and it never gets done. Why? Because I didn't want to actually get it done. Because if I did, I would have to fiercely defend. No, I'm going to take 2 hours and I'm going to get this thing done. Or I'm going to take an hour. I'm going to take 15 minutes. Or else our time is just swept away with the rest of our day. Think about relationships in your lives, the ones you have, but more importantly, the ones you don't have or no longer have. Not fiercely defend, swept away. You and I, during these 40 days, are called to this fortifying. Fortifying my prayer life. Fortifying my striving for virtue. Fortifying everything in my life that the Lord is inviting me to fortify, to protect, to make my own. And I know I've made this analogy a few times. Anyone here Lord of the Rings fans? Come on, we got to have some Lord of the Rings fans. Helm's Deep, all right? Helm's Deep. The outer wall has, for you guys that don't know it, I'm a little bit, anyways. Helm's Deep, there's a spring coming out of the wall. And the king says he knows how to defend his own keep. He knows how to defend his own fortress. Guess where the weak spot is? Where that drain comes out. Guess what gets blown up? Where the drain comes out. It's funny that you and I allow the evil one to tempt us in the same spot and not say, I should fortify that. I should do something about that. Because I know where he's going to attack me. So can I do something about that? Or just blatantly say, I know how to defend my keep and it's not a big deal. Like, really, look at that. And why is Jesus coming after you and I today? The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert. Pause. Mark the Stark. Don't need more than that. What is he referring to? Mark is referring to Adam and Eve being driven out into the desert, into the wilderness, into the unknown. Jesus is being driven out into the wilderness, into the unknown, into the deserted place. Where are you and I in this deserted place? Jesus is coming to save you and I. That's his project. That's what his heart yearns for. Is you and me. He remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. Among the wild beasts and angels ministered to him. For 40 days, 40 days is a time of testing. A time of allowing the Lord into our lives. And what is Jesus most tempted about? We don't get the other gospels take care of like what the temptations actually are. This is just Mark's version of it. But Satan, it's the same temptation you and I have. Am I truly a beloved son or beloved daughter of God? Does God truly love me? Or does he not? Is God somehow holding out on me? Am I going to do better without him? This is a lie that Satan has done since the beginning, and he did it to the Son of God. He does it to you and I in all of our temptations. He casts God into suspicion. Say, maybe I can't trust him. Maybe he is holding out on me. Maybe my life would be better without him. And I can find happiness and love without the one who created me and knit me together in my mother's womb. And Jesus shows us what it is. He shows us what it is to remain in relationship with God. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from your mouth. Don't tempt the Lord your God. And he's ministered to by angels. We see within the Old Testament many a times that the angels are coming into God's chosen people and ministering to them. There's a meme I came across of a guardian angel going to battle for the individual, for you and I. And like one temptation gets through. We're like, come on, guardian angel, aren't you doing anything? And it's like, he just saved you from a whole bunch. Fell to one temptation. He's been saving me from 20 of them. Angels are ministering to us because angels are on the mission that God has for you and I to be with him for eternity. So Jesus is coming into the desert to find you and I, showing him what it is to stay in relationship with God, with his Father, with our Father. This 40 days, these 40 days is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. And when you're in the kingdom of God protects you, fortifies you, strengthens you, gives you an identity. Or to do that, two things. Repent and believe in the gospel. Turn away from sin and vice to turn into your beloved identity as being beloved by the Heavenly Father, as sons and daughters of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father.